Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Martin Davalos, Blake Baggett, Justin Hill, Darren Durham, and Tyler Rattray, we make champions. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
All right, Pro Circuit, Pulpcast, Anaheim 1. Mitch Payton, here you are late at night. Not a good night for your team, I guess. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, no, tonight was, I really felt like tonight, I thought all of them were riding good, you know, at the test track, and I thought everything was going to be a good night. I thought starts were going to be good, and actually the starts, you know, like, were actually pretty good. Blake was in there in the main event, and I think on our video, they think he was like second or third, and maybe Martin was fourth. So like, I think starts were good. Martin won his heat race. Blake in his heat race wasn't so hot in the beginning. Kind of got tangled up in the first corner, but in the main, it was just, there was a little bit of melee there. And
to be clear, Baggett got caught up in the Nelson crash, but Davalos crashed before, from what I understand.
I haven't seen it. Like, okay, the Nelson landed partially on Blake on his wrist, and he's got like a couple little jabs in his arm and stuff like that, and his wrist is a little bit jacked, so he's gonna go get that looked at Monday morning. And then Martin went down, and I don't know if he hit somebody or somebody landed on his bike, but it knocked the crossover tube on the radiator off and jabbed a hole in the radiator and smashed the pipe shut. So like, he was done. And then Tyler just didn't have a good start, so like, did what he did, but it was a really bad night.
It was. Bright side though, Martin.
Bright side?
Bright side.
Oh, bright side.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? My lips are frozen a little bit, but bright side, Martin wins the heat, which we've seen him do before, but I mean, he looked good, got the speed.
No, I was actually really happy with him. Like, he's really happy with the bike, and we're really happy with him. His speed's good, and I think we're going to see good things from him. I think tonight was really bad, but I think, you know, like, it's a long series, and I expect, you know, I expect kind of, if you look at history, you know, you're going to say everybody's going to have a bad night, and I hope this is our only bad night. So, like, if we can get out of here and then clean it up, you know, hopefully we'll still be in it.
What do you think of Tyler's riding? You know, we did a podcast and we said, hey, last year after three rounds, he was leading the series, and he could practically maybe do that again this year. But I, so main event.
Bad start.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, bad start in that class just isn't going to do it. You know, like, you got to start up there with the guys, you know, to be with them. He had a horrible start, and then when you're back in that little pack, there's just, like, he was in a pack with like five guys, and they just fight the whole time, and you don't get a rhythm going, and you're not doing fast laps. You're riding defensive because everybody's buzz bombing you. So it's just the way it is. And like, he's got to get better starts, capable of it. You know, like, just bad start.
450 main event. What'd you think? It was crazy. I mean, we all knew Millsaps was just gonna check out and win, I guess. It's nuts.
Well. Let's see. Do the rundown. Let's see. I thought RV was really fast.
Incredible.
Good speed. Went off the track. Got back on. Good speed. Went down.
Yeah.
So that wasn't so good for him. Stewie, I guess, hurt his knee.
Yeah.
Maybe, or something like that. So like, he's probably a little bit timid tonight, and that wasn't so good for him. I thought Trey rode pretty good tonight. I thought Barcia rode good tonight. I thought Chad rode good, probably a little conservative, you know, and that's kind of how he usually starts a series, and I'm sure he'll be in there within a race or two also. Dungey you know, was riding good until he crashed. And then I think Millsaps was probably the shock of everybody's night. And he was fast all day in practice. And
won a heat.
You know, and in the main event, I got to be honest, like, there was a point there where I thought Trey was just checking him and then waiting for him to get tired. Mm-hmm. And then Davey was solid. So, like, hats off to him, and Davey rode a great race.
This whole 450 series just got a whole lot more interesting, huh?
Yeah, I obviously, you know, like, it's the first race, and everybody's going to work out the jitters or whatever, and you're going to see, you know, different winners for sure in that class, which is great. But, you know, like, to come to Anaheim and see Davey win, I'm sure, is a big upset for everybody. But good for those guys, you know, like, good for Davey and good for their team. You know, they worked hard too, and I'm sure RV's going to come out firing, and everybody else is too. So it's you know, like, I think you're going to see Chad get faster. I think you're going to see Barcia, Kennard, and like those five or six guys are all going to be there. And maybe now it's going to be Davey, so there's seven guys, and that's great. That's great for the series and good for the sport.
All right, thank you very much, and better luck next weekend.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man.